So on to Altron's results today. And I saw an infographic the other day that modern cars contain an average of 1,400 semiconductor chips. They control everything the car does, from airbags to power steering, driver displays, window controls. Cars today simply cannot run without these chips. And there's a global shortage of semiconductor chips thanks to the lockdowns and factories being affected that make them, and also the breakdown in global shipping and transportation and supply chains around the world. And at least one of Altron's companies, Altron Aero, was directly impacted by the global component shortages. But the firm also feeling that across other parts of the business as well. And Teto Nyati, Chief Executive of Altron, on The Money Show. Just how big an issue has this global breakdown been on you directly, Teto?
In our business, Bruce, it has had both a positive and a negative impact. Negative, if you look at companies like Netstar, where we put together, we developed the technology in South Africa, which means we need to have the electronic components here in the country. It has been a struggle to get the necessary components to build the devices that we put in the cars. And also, some of the cars that we put the devices to, they are busy sitting in the factory waiting for components themselves. So it's been a double problem in that regard. But in terms of Altron Aero, we have got this global partnership with a group called Aero, which specializes in electronic components. What we have seen there is record sales in that business because people are panicking. They are putting forward orders up to almost about 18 months. So really, our order book is the best. That business has performed the one of the, you know, this current financial year is done very, very well.
It is one of the many businesses, though, up for sale as you transform the business of Altron.
Yes.
from old school industrial, from cables and wires and physical things, into this invisible world of high technology and artificial intelligence. That's the big sort of metamorphosis that's happening to Altron as we speak.
Yes, this business, we announced last year that we would like to put it for sale, and it is currently for sale. It's good that it's performing well because it means that its valuation is going to go up, and it's going to also be much more attractive. But as much as it can be attractive, it does not form part of our Altron 2.0 strategy, where we like to become a capital-light business. We will be doing a lot more intellectual property, building our own IP here in South Africa, with the view of course, exporting some of that IP. And we're focusing on cloud computing, data. Data is the big thing that we are building capabilities around, Bruce. You know, many, many people are trying to gain insight out of the data that they're sitting with, either to serve their customers, to improve the supply chains, all sorts of things, to understand the threat linked to cybersecurity. All of that is linked to data, and that's where we are focusing, Bruce.
So many of your customers, though, and I think it's understandable, I was looking at Bureau for Economic Research figures on business confidence over the last 20 years, and I think 15 out of the last 20 we've spent below the 50 level, which is where the baseline of confidence. Anything below that is a lack of confidence. Anything above that is a growth in confidence. And in South Africa, I think we're permanently pessimistic about the future. And lots of your clients are holding back on projects. Is it economy-related, COVID-related, red tape related? What is their reason to you to say, you know what, we'll pause on expenditure, we'll let you know when we're ready?
You know, digital transformation is not something that one has got an option around. You know, all companies need to digitally transform themselves. In fact, it is in this space where one creates a competitive advantage. If you look at, for example, Bruce, on the financial services companies, and many of them, they are investing significantly in the space. An app which was doing whatever today, tomorrow is doing something completely different. You know, it is a domain where you build your commercial advantage. Unfortunately, some sectors of the economy, they have decided that maybe it is a space that they need to pause a little bit. I worry that they are making some wrong choices by not investing at this time. But the reality is that they are not, you know, and they are not largely because of their confidence in our country. And here, I think there's a lot that needs to be done by our government to give some of the leaders of companies the comfort that they can continue to invest in their businesses in this country. You know, slow decision-making around the privatization, flip-flopping when it comes to the issues of the energy policy in our country, and which direction are we going? We're supposed to be going clean energy. We're supposed to be going green. The next thing we keep hearing a lot of stuff being said about coal, and that is confusing. What's happening with the spectrum? It was supposed to be allocated. Now we're having problems. Mm. All of these things are creating the challenges that make business leaders not be comfortable or confident about our country.
And one gets the sense, and I was talking to Kjet van Sail, who's one of the venture capitalists who met with the president last week, and it's a lovely meeting. And I think lots of really lovely meetings are being held, and people are leaving those meetings walking on air. And then reality sets in because nobody's gone off and done what's required of them to get the rails of the plan laid. And all these things go from dreams to dust. And it's kind of boring and time consuming and so destructive for everybody's future.
It is so destructive, Bruce. It is frustrating because we're actually... All we are trying to do, we are aligned. We're trying to build the economy, which will in turn address the unemployment situation, the huge problem that we're facing of youth unemployment. So you would one would think that when you look at all of these things, we should be pulling in the same direction. And you wonder, why are we not going in this direction? Why should we be having all of these hurdles that we have to jump? And this really is the concern. And I hope that some of this, we're going to see a lot more bold leadership. What has been done with regards to SAA, that is good. It's good that some of these decisions are being made. You know, we need more of that kind of leadership. We need a lot more. And that the government and the president will get a lot of support from the private sector.
Teto Onyati, Chief Executive of Altrum.